Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Saffron Honey Chai. Now, I want to thank some of you guys for joining me during the summer reading challenge. It was impromptu. I just put it in the video. I didn't have any backup steps for you guys, but I'm really happy to hear that all of you really put in that strong effort to read books and try new things and to tell me about the books that you read. I so appreciate it. As a lifelong nerd myself, I spent a lot of time reading in my childhood. I would read a book basically every single day, sometimes two books, sometimes three books if I could get away with it. And that didn't even include manga. Sometimes I was going four or five a day just because I wasn't doing my homework. But since now, unfortunately, I am an adult with a job and responsibilities, I can't always body six books in a day. But what I can do is carve out some intentional time to read. And setting out that challenge made it so much easier for me, especially to know that there was a small community that was also interested in doing it as well. The trend that I'm seeing come up lately more and more is, how to be disgustingly well-educated and setting up my monthly curriculum, fall curriculum. And I would like to do something similar with all of you for that. Now, of course, I have my own curriculums that I'm making for myself, and I will be sharing that with you guys because I'm using a number of different resources. So I will be posting that on the Instagram and the TikTok so you guys can see it very easily, very simply, very securely. But I want to really talk about why I think it's important for us to be reading. Now, of course, I've mentioned in the past, we have the literacy issue. We are imperiled because of that. Everyone's reading at levels way beyond, below rather, what they should be reading. I've seen some stats this year that sixth graders are reading at a fourth grade level and so on and so forth. And then even most adults are only reading at a sixth grade level in this country. And I don't necessarily feel the urge to fix it because, of course, that's a systemic change that has to take a lot of time and energy and effort to make. But I do see a need to cultivate something a little different. And that is that sense of curiosity and wonder for the world. Every day, we all have questions about this or that. You know, why does it rain? Why does the sun look like that? What's up with the sky? We all have these odd little questions. And regardless of whether or not you're someone who's an avid reader, who reads a lot of books, in which case, kudos to you. Or you're someone who's maybe read one book in the past 20 years. Regardless of any of those factors, I want us to further cultivate our curiosity because I won't lie, even though I set out that challenge initially, I didn't read for a long time. I was like, well, it's 3 weeks in, let me finally start. And then once I started, it became easier and easier. And then I started force training my algorithm to recommend me books. I said, I want to read for real, for real. And so I would pick like a bunch of short books that I know I'd be able to finish relatively quickly. And I could sit some time and think about them. And I would just go, this one and this one and this one. But as I'm reading, I'm getting more and more curious of like, so why is that happening there? What's going on there? And I got to reread a book that I read in childhood about the Chinese Cultural Revolution. And reading it now with what I know and with some other aspects that I got from some fiction books, it helped me understand more thoroughly the circumstances of the time. And now I actually have some pretty cool and valid opinions on that time period. And then I was like, let me try this with some other books. And I checked out Foster by Claire Keegan. And I was like, wait a minute. Now we're really cooking with grease. And now, of course, the book about the Chinese Cultural Revolution was very long, so I'm not going to post it here until later on in the season, once I know we all have our wits about us. But Claire Keegan, that's like a 100 or 90-something page book. The book Foster, it's very short, it's very sweet, it's very simple, but still heartrending. It's like, wow, you really knew what to do with words. And this isn't to just talk about what I've read, of course. This is just so you can feel that, things aren't simple, right? they aren't as simple as they sound. So I can come out and I can say, yeah, I'm going to join and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do 100. You can set out your goal to do 100. That's fine. That's fine. But when I set out my goal, I said, I'm going to read 200. And maybe I read 10, 15, maybe. And if I'm saying 15, I'm being real nice to myself. I read like a comic book and a half sometimes. I'm like, okay, I'll count that as two. But it's just that first initial effort. Who knows? Maybe I will get to 15, 20 in a month. Maybe I will be able to say, oh, actually, I'm back to my pre-reading stats. But it's not really about the statistics for me. It's about the thrill of the game. Because when you read, you get to enter a whole other world and really take in more, not content, because every day we're scrolling, we're getting content, but more rather context for the world in which you live. Because there's a reason why the person wrote the book. There's a context around the person that wrote the book. You know, our former vice president said, you think you came out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of everything that came before you. And I really never felt that more than when I was reading, because it's like, okay, they got sent to the countryside in this one book because that was what they wanted to do in order to teach them hard work and to enrich the rural communities with educated youth. Oh my God, I understand it now. Oh, they fostered because they couldn't afford to have their own child or couldn't have their own child for various reasons. And the family that offered them their child for that short period of time didn't have the resources to feed and care for the child. And they just arranged that within the community because that's the nature of the community that they had at the time. Oh my God. And the connections that you can make off of just these few small things, just like a book or two, it's so thorough. Because even if you're not someone who can like see the picture, I know some people can't see when they read. I unfortunately get a little mini movie to the point where I used to get confused when I was watching TV and read a book at the same time. But even if you can't, if you're just reading it and taking it in page by page, word by word, sentence by sentence, you're still at least in a learning experience. Or if it's an audiobook, you're still gaining like the context within the story. And it gave me something of what I was missing from school, because unfortunately, I am the kind of person who really enjoyed school and really would enjoy being in school forever. Unfortunately, I'm just that kind of person. But I don't have to pay $1,000 per credit to learn something. I could just go do it my damn self, because curiosity is my human right. Knowledge is my human right. It is my human right to learn whatever I want to with every resource that I have available to me. It's my right as a human being, as an American, as a New Yorker, to go to my library and borrow a book. It's my right to politely ask my librarian for resources for things I don't know. It's my right to use my time for me, not for a job, not for other people, but for me, to do something I want to do, to learn something I want to learn. And when you realize that, oh, this whole thing is really about free will and what you're allowed to do with your time, instead of selling it for free to companies and corporations who are using you so you can buy random junk off of the internet and fill up your house with stuff that you eventually have to throw out, then you start to feel, wait a minute, things are a lot more level right now, because it's your free will experiment. When you're reading, even if it's just a little article, that's your free will experiment. That's you sitting there deciding, oh, I'm in charge today. I get to do what I want. When you choose to specifically and intentionally watch a show you want to watch, that's you specifically and intentionally making that choice, setting that up for yourself to enjoy your free will and your time and your natural human inclination and right to curiosity. And of course, community, because most of us, we watch a show, we want to talk about that show immediately. I jump right on the forums. That last season of Dandadan, man, lots to say. But anyway, with all that being said, because I really enjoyed the summer reading challenge, I want to invite you guys to a more structured, sincere challenge. So for the fall into winter season, right up until, I want to say the 31st, because I know some of y'all will still be reading on Christmas and some of y'all will nervously start on Christmas once you get a book from the relative who doesn't actually know what you like and so just got you a book because they felt like, oh, well, people read, right? Or, you know, or at least they saw it, you know, right when they're about to get to the register and they're like, oh, someone left this book. Maybe it might be good and they just couldn't afford it. And then boom, now it's in your stocking. You would have rather had a gift card, but now you have the book. So check it out. And because I know that's how things are going to work out, I'll have it start from when this video posts and end on the 31st of December. And then if you guys want to keep reading after that, I mean, you can. We can continue it and do like a winter, spring, what have you. But I will have a sign-up sheet in my link in bio for you guys to access so you can join me. And I'll have a short reading list of things I've enjoyed reading so far this year or in past years so that you have some ideas of what you could start if you think that you have similar interests to me or similar curiosities to me. And of course, there'll be a comment section for you to recommend any books that you're interested in reading or have already read and enjoyed so I can also be enriched by my community. I want to thank you guys for being so open and curious and in some cases excited about these things. And I want to wish you sincere good luck in this process. I hope that you read one book and that even if it's just one book, that it's the book you love more than all other books that you've ever read in your life, because it's the book you chose to read, that you used your free will to decide, I am curious, I'm excited. And I hope that that gives you more than you realize it could possibly give you. And I thank you once again for joining me. I'll see you next week. Oh, everyone else is gone. Hey, you. Hey, my biggest fan. I know you're still watching because you watch every single episode and you thought I didn't know, but I do know because mom snitched on you. I know you've been watching all these and I know you're excited about all these. And I just want to wish you a specific happy birthday. Now, if any of you other people still stayed around to watch, this is a special message from my stepdad because I didn't realize he was a sleeper fan. He was sitting there pretending. He was like, oh, you know, it looks cool or whatever. But you watch every single episode and supporting me and sharing it out. Thank you so much and a happy, beautiful birthday to you. I hope you enjoy it because you especially embody the spirit of curiosity and free will when it comes to gaining more knowledge and education. I've seen the way you get into political science topics and geography topics, and I have appreciated that, and I've noticed that, and it has in many ways helped me bring this forward. So I really want to thank you for that, for the support, and for showing me that there's many ways to embody the spirit of curiosity and free will. So thank you, and happy birthday. I hope you really enjoy yourself. And that's it for you and for everyone who's happened to stay while you're in our private business, but bye. Care of your family in the unexpected emergencies. And your family could be you. Your family could be you and your friends. And your family could even be you and your dog. And you all deserve to have that peace of mind to know that at the very least, when things go awry, you have something quick and easy to rely on. So go check them out and use my code to get 15% off. That's SFC Treats. SFC Treats to get 15% off. And that's the highest discount they have to offer. So check them out and see what is going to work for you because you deserve to feel safe and secure and to secure that future by yourself.